Unit 4. First Aid.
Quick and correct action in a medical emergency can save lives. However, most people do not have medical training, and the assistance they can give is limited to what is called first aid. This consists of 5 stages: safety, response, airway, breathing, and circulation. The 3 aims of first aid are to preserve life, prevent further injury, and promote recovery. As soon as an emergency occurs, the safety of others must be ensured. Also, the scene of the accident must be surveyed for anything dangerous. This may include oncoming traffic, fire, exposed power lines, or unstable structures. It is a general rule that casualties should not be moved unless it is absolutely essential. Moving an injured person can cause even greater injury than the initial accident caused. After checking the safety situation, it is important to find out as much as possible about the casualty's condition by asking him or her simple questions about how he or she feels and by looking for signs of injury. These may be external bleeding, broken limbs, or other physical indications. This information will determine the next step and should be passed on to the appropriate emergency service. Treatment of the casualty must await the arrival of the professional medical team, but in the meantime, the casualty must have clear airways in order to breathe properly. We can also check whether the casualty has a heartbeat by feeling for the pulse. If there is no circulation, then resuscitation should be attempted by using our hands to compress the chest. The basic first aid techniques are easy to learn and apply. People can help save lives by learning what to do in most accident situations and common medical emergencies such as heart attacks and choking.